Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Of course, you can follow Kadri on X at I Am Kadri Israel. Kadri, what's up, man? Thanks so much for making time for us.
Man, this is the A-team. Y'all got a good team now. So now I got to be careful what I say when I'm talking with the A-team. And y'all got a good team now to cover.
What's up, brother, man? How you doing?
I feel like we know you well enough. You're not going to be too careful with what you say.
What are your thoughts of the Commanders since you've been watching them lately?
Exciting, explosive, refreshing. There's this surprising, renewed sense of we can win games. I think in the past it seemed like it would be good, positive energy until things kind of fell apart, but I don't see that happening. I see you guys are competitive. The Commanders look like they're a good football team.
Specifically, and Kadri, we all used to work together back in the CSN days. Obviously, you're doing a ton of coverage surrounding Ravens game day, the Purple pregame show, all of it. How different does it seem? And it's only five games. You don't want to get too far out in front of you know, the cart in front of the horse, whatever the hell the saying is. But how different does it seem that Washington has a real quarterback?
Well, it's everything. I think part of the mindset of the NFL, especially today's game, is what do you have at the quarterback position? I mean, we've seen it, you know, throughout the league, whether it been, you know, the Jets and what they're going through even to today. But then you also look at, say, Cleveland, who you guys dismantled. I say you guys, you know what I mean, the Commanders.
Yeah.
They whooped up on them. 34-13, that's a butt whooping. But with that said, what I'm seeing is that all of the things that the Commanders went through to present day with their quarterback carousel, it seems like there is this stability there. Jaden Daniels is such a young, bright, but yet composed quarterback. And that's where I think you guys can look at this team and say, okay, they're for real. They're not just a team that's like getting lucky with wins. No, they're playing, and they're playing well.
Kyrie, you've been up there in Baltimore for a long time, and it's been stable as hell. And I think it allowed players just to focus on that. How important is that when you look at the new group that has come in, where these players now all they talk about is football? Before, they had to talk about everything under the damn sun.
You huge. It's culture. It's the vision of the organization that kind of puts a front office staff together that then goes out to say to their scouts, here's who we're looking for. Those particular players then come onto the team. They all kind of look at each other like, huh, we're all like-minded. We want to do the same things. And then that culture within the locker room is what, you know, fosters the actual art of playing on the field. And what I mean by that is that when games get tight, you don't look and point fingers at one another. You don't get selfish with one another. You say, hey, look, I think I can make a play. I know I can make that block. I know I can. And then you get a whole bunch of I cans that come together as a cohesive unit. Next thing you know, you got yourself an opportunity to win a game. And I think that's the fine line with the NFL. Every team that has a really good quarterback has a chance to win. But then you talk about organizationally and supporting one another within the locker room as well. That's when you have winning records.
Talking with our friend Qadri Ismail here on the BetQL guest line. Dude, so I want to – obviously what's happened in Washington is pretty different right now. At least it, I'm guessing for all the games where the Burgundy and Gold has traveled up 95 to M&T Bank, Ravens fans, media, yourself, a guy that won the Super Bowl with the organization – there's never been a whole lot of nerves when Washington travels up there over the last 10, 15 years. What is the feeling this year? Maybe not nerves, but they know they got a ball game coming to town.
I think that's it. You know, even when John Harbaugh in his post-game presser, you just beat up on – well, I shouldn't say beat up on. You had a very exciting, entertaining game against a division opponent in the Bengals. And he's like, all right, guys, let's enjoy all this. But now Wednesday, let's get back to it. And usually you don't, not that you don't say that, but I think for John, I think he's realizing that, yeah, this is another step, another challenge that is before us. Sure, we got some momentum, but this first part of the season, if we can face a team like the Commanders, beat them at home, it establishes us even more so. And I don't think in the past it was necessarily dismissive of Washington, but it certainly didn't take on this level of like, yo, we cannot take this team for granted.
Totally. I think having a quarterback changes things, right? And I think Washington's defense the last 2 weeks has really performed well. Let's switch it to the Baltimore side of things. Harbaugh, I think, announced earlier this week that Dean Pease, who used to be D coordinator up there, has come back to serve in like a senior advisor role. Obviously, over the offseason, Baltimore lost a huge piece in Mike McDonald, who got the Seahawks head coaching job, and Anthony Weaver, who went to go take over, I think, the Dolphins DC job. Where is this Ravens defense? Typically, you can count on that like sunrise and sunset, but right now, especially against the pass, they're struggling.
You know, they're in a state of flux. I don't know if they've quite settled into what Zach Orr's vision of his stamp on what Ravens defense looks like. I think, you know, obviously historically it's hard nose, it's get after the quarterback, it's you cannot run the football on us, it's finish off fourth quarter games. I think that last statement, finish off fourth quarter games, the last few years, whether it been McDonald or even current day with Zach Orr, and even going back to Wink Martindale, I think they've had their issues with giving up fourth quarter leads. And that's been troubling. With that said, I believe Dean Pease can give Zach some wisdom and maybe something that he might not be seeing as far as, you know, the way in which he's calling or the way in which he's preparing for his, obviously in this particular case, the Commanders, but for all of his defensive opponents. When I look at, like, say, the secondary, for example, there have been about three or four miscommunication plays where you just flat out, like, scratch your head because this isn't a young group. This is a veteran group. And it just makes you wonder, like, you know, was it coaching or is it y'all? I mean, you know, you can blame coaching to a large degree in most cases, but when it's a veteran group and you see some of the breakdown of coverages, you kind of, that's where you, you know, you kind of question it. And so I'm hoping that Dean Pease comes in. I'm hoping that, you know, he and Zach Orr can figure out what is what as far as, you know, play calling and all that. But ultimately, the Marcus Williams of the world, the Marlon Humphreys of the world, the Brandon Stevens and the Kyle Hamiltons, I mean, they need to get their butt in gear as far as, you know, really being locked in and tuned in to how to play together, because, again, the Commanders are coming, and that's going to be quite a task ahead of them.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
When you flip it over to their offense, I know we talk about Lamar a lot, but bringing in Derrick Henry has been a big plus for this team, because I know they always run the ball very well. But having one guy that can really carry that load and take a lot of pressure off of Lamar, how important has that been?
B. Mitch, I'm telling you right now, bro, watching the game,
a damn
is
defensive
different.
End running the ball like that.
have you ever stood next to him, like in the presser or whatever?
Yeah, he and Eddie George, those two dudes, I'm like, that's too big to be a running back.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And it's so funny because, like, I thought Eddie George was a large man. Corey Dillon, you know, was a large man. But then, you know, you see Derrick Henry come up in there and you legit think, like, nah, he's probably, you know, somebody's DN or maybe like a old school middle linebacker, but he's a running back. And I think for what he brings to the team and his, number one, his professionalism as far as taking care of himself and, you know, really just perfecting and wanting to be the best for himself and his craft. I think that really says a lot and really goes far within the locker room. So that's one. Number two, when Todd Monken was trying to figure out how to best use him, especially during training camp, watching him, you could just see where, you know, the wheels were churning. Okay, you know, we could use him in these different situations. And I think now you got a good pace, a good rhythm of both Lamar and what Derrick Henry brings to the table, because the Cincinnati Bengals, I mean, they were like, yo, priority number one is stopping Derrick Henry. But then that opened up everything else. And so when the Ravens did get into this back and forth scoring match and they were down by 10, Lamar had time to throw and Lamar was picking apart the secondary because they were playing a lot of man-to-man. And I think as much as they take a lot of criticism, I think the receiving core, they do a great job of separating and getting open. So I think that's the Derrick Henry effect. And then you saw in the fourth quarter when the game was on the line, or I should say in overtime when the game was on the line, you know, you get a toss, crack, sweep, and here's Derrick Henry going down the sideline, and he's looking fresh as fresh can be. I think they said his metric was like 21 miles an hour. And so you got a fourth gear, fifth gear type running back. You have a hot day, humid day. He wasn't really getting as many touches and production. But yet when you needed him the most, I mean, he's just explosive down the sideline. That says an awful lot. So Derrick Henry, I think, is such a huge welcome to what this offense needs to get to that proverbial next level, which we know isn't just making the playoffs or just being content with the home field or just the AFC Championship. It's what Lamar Jackson has been talking about, and that's going to the Super Bowl and winning it.
I mean, it shows what a program organization they've built in Baltimore. Kadri, do you agree? Is it fair that really the only measure of success that matters for the Ravens at this point is another Lombardi and kind of for Lamar too?
Period. End of discussion. There is no regular season. Oh, wow, we have a really good team. Hey, winning record. All right. That's not what this is about. Lamar Jackson has been crystal clear from day one for himself. But I think also Eric DaCosta, John Harbaugh, I think, you know, Steve Bisciotti, in his mind, he's like, look, I'm paying this dude. I want y'all to put people around him, which they have, and they've budgeted it for sure. But they've, you know, absolutely have a team that's built to go deep in the playoffs and win a Super Bowl. And I think Steve Bisciotti, you know, wants nothing less than that. And I think Lamar Jackson is doing everything in his power to present that Lombardi to the people of Baltimore and the flock that is the Ravens Nation.
But the thing, I'll ask this question. Yes, the Ravens are the better team. They have the much more mature, and they have a lot more success over the years. But what is the concern, and what should they be worried about with the Commanders?
Well, I think one thing that makes Lamar Jackson so good at beating up on NFC opponents, I think he's only had one loss to 20 wins or something like that. It's the fact that you don't see a guy in the NFC the way Lamar Jackson does what he does. Well, now the Commanders got a guy. And I'm not saying he's Lamar, and I'm not saying Lamar is him. And I know both guys have come on record and they're like, hey, I'm my own guy. I get it. But there are some similarities, though. We got to go ahead and call it what it is. I think Cliff Kingsbury, I think he is, you know, really featuring from an RPO standpoint, from a play design standpoint, given Daniels every opportunity to show his accuracy. But then there's also some really cool nifty runs that he's had. And that's what puts teams on edge, because you just don't know what to expect. And he's not doing it, you know, haphazardly. So with that said, I think for the Ravens, they're looking at defensively taking some of their own medicine that they've been doling out to other NFC teams. Now they are looking back at it. Do they face Lamar in preseason and all that? Yes, they do. Can they touch him? No, they cannot. But they do at least see what it looks like. But now this is, you know, well into the season, and so you got to have a good, strong recall of what your own quarterback that you go against in training camp looks like for this young man that you're about to face come Sunday.
It's going to be fun. What do you think that atmosphere will be like in Baltimore?
You know, I don't know, because I think our fan base, I mean, we're excited, period, for what we got. but I don't know if we really I think the tables have turned a little bit. I think you guys are kind of like the younger brother. What? I said, oh, so I think it's kind of like, yeah, it's Commanders. All right, cool. Yeah. Okay. You know, you're an NFC team. You know, you guys are standing in the way. We're going to be loud. We're going to be, you know, vocal. We're going to be hyped for our team. But I don't know if it's the same energy. And I could be wrong, but I just feel, or it feels like there's a different vibe when it's an AFC team that you know you're trying to jockey for position. In other words, that Bills game, woo, I mean, that was electric. That was loud. Some of the guys were even saying that felt like an AFC championship type of a game, just the energy of the crowd. Of course, 87-yard. Opening play touchdown with Derrick Henry scooting down the sideline. I mean, that sets the tone. However, my point is that with the Commanders, we'll see.
Interesting.
Well, you know what? Tell these people about them damn ticket prices. It's not that exciting. Lower these damn ticket prices. The prices are like it's a damn Super Bowl.
It's pricey.
So somebody think it's a damn exciting game.
No, It's gonna be something, but I'm just saying. I'm just saying when you got the standard that is so high. I mean, you guys are up and coming. It's going to be entertaining. Is my thing. Now in the building, I'm sure they're like, we ain't taking nothing for granted. Let's go out and do what we do. But at the same time, fan base a little bit different.
All right.
Hey, Kadri, thank you for making time for us, man. I appreciate you, buddy.
Always, fellas. Always. Appreciate
right,
you having me on.
Take care, man.
See you on Sunday. Kadri Ismail. Give him a follow at I am Kadri Ismail. That is QADRYISMAL. Kadri's one of the funniest dudes.
He is.
It's like on air, he's really good, but you get talking off air, it's a lot of fun.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.